happy window.
Full frame tearouts, spacer systems, triple pane, double pane, wood, vinyl, different lifetime warranties. Had a few window estimates and are more confused than ever. And everybody's window is the best, right? Don't want another 3-hour estimate? Well, at Abbey Windows and Exteriors, we promise to be different. We will take you through options, find out what's best for you, and not overload you or high pressure you. To top it off, we use factory direct installers, as well as give you a lifetime warranty on all glass, parts, and labor. When somebody asks you if you know a guy in the window business, you can happily say, no, but I know a girl. Go to abbeywindows.com today.
This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. We are joined this hour from Abby Home. How are you today?
Great. How are you guys?
Good.
Good morning, Abby.
Is it raining? Do you know? Have you looked outside lately?
I'm up north, so it is beautiful and sunny up here.
Oh yeah, the rain's south mainly down here. So
well, there you go.
Nice. So when you're doing most of what you do, we're
back
worried about
town.
Water, right? Rain is a big factor we're fighting all the time, and we've had a lot of bouts of it blowing through. It's like we live in Florida. Like rains for like an hour and then it's gone.
I know, it's hard to tear a roof off if you're worried about rain.
Yes, that's been an issue, like because every day's got a rain prediction, it seems like. And you're like, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen?
I'm going to go into the business of building domes over people's houses, and I'll fix the domes in Mitchell Park, too. No, I'm kidding. No, but yeah, we don't have that. So, yes, you have to deal with rain.
So how has that been impacting you this year? Because it's been a different weather pattern this year, it seems like, than it has in the past.
Hot and humid, rainy.
Yeah, just a matter of trying to plan, you know, because when you think that you're going to be able to get something, you want to start tearing something off. Our guys start as soon as the noise ordinance lifts at 7 a.m., so they're ready and they're going to go. And if there's rain in the forecast, you hate to plan for that and have to move things along. So the schedule kind of gets bounced around a little bit, but we do our best to try to keep our customers in the loop and keep them happy. It's just hard to try to maintain a schedule when you're working on remodeling and working with weather. It's not like an interior environment that you can control.
You're like, well, we wait for your roof. Let's redo your bathroom.
Exactly.
Okay, so on that note, tell people what Abbey Home All does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do everything on the outside of your home as far as roofing, windows, doors, siding, gutters, attic insulation, glass block, and then inside we also do bath and shower conversions. So the wet area, the wet space of your bathroom, that's usually kind of where most people want to start. So that's what we offer, and we can get it done in as little as one day. So you can shower in the morning before we get there, and by the next day you'll have your bathroom back.
Nice. Wow. So nice. Now we know there are a lot of things we can talk about during this hour with Abby. Oh.
And that takes planning, too, though.
What's that?
To get that done in a day, you don't just show up and decide what you're going to put there, you know, that day.
No.
Right. When we come out, we'll do a full, if your basement ceiling is exposed, we'll go down there, we'll take a look at the plumbing, kind of get an idea of what we're having to work with, make sure it's up to code. We use a fully licensed plumber, pull all the permits. So that takes planning because Lori, our project coordinator, does an amazing job with making sure that the inspector has a time set up so we know what time the inspector's coming. We can coordinate that, get the plumber out there, get anything he needs to do done. And sometimes we have to put extra work in to make your plumbing up to code. We're not just going to leave it because he's not going to pass that. So we have to do all that and obviously demo it before he can get to it. And then once the inspector passes it, then we can start putting it all back together. And sometimes it's a little bit later, a late night, but we want to make sure that we tear everything down to the studs. And if there's any mold or anything going on, rot behind there that you don't see with the tile or the grout, we're going to rip all of that out. So we don't just go over anything. We don't offer any services to go over your existing tub. We tear everything out and we start fresh. And so then you can have the peace of mind that the plumbing was all redone and inspected, as well as everything down to nothing. You know, the subfloor essentially is everything's replaced.
Everything on the outside of the house, the bathroom, we can talk about it all. 855-616-1620. Abby on with us all this hour. It is a Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
David Nason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Did somebody in this group die?
Why are we playing this, Isaac? Just for fun, or is you guys our best friend?
Oh, yeah.
Best friend.
This is obviously Queen, but whenever I hear that song, you know who I think of?
No.
The Partridge Family.
It does sound like a...
It could be the Partridge
Family. Like a TV
family.
Show yeah, theme.
Right. Yeah, right, it Abby? Does.
Yeah, I feel like you just want to like a Brady Bunch type thing.
Yeah,
I
Brady
totally
Bunch, Partridge Family, you know, the whole family could be singing it kind of thing. So I've heard commercials of yours. You're doing a window deal right now?
We are. For the rest of the month, we have a buy two, get two special. So buy two windows, get two free. We also have a lot of long-term financing specials. We can get you financing for a bathroom as low as $98 a month, depending on the style that you choose. So we have a lot of different options. You can even make the bathroom look like subway tile. We have like the black grout lines, all of it. It's amazing how far everything has come, where I think a lot of times when you think of bathroom models that aren't tile and they're acrylic, you think of like a hospital bathroom or something where it's all plain white and it's not going to have enough design. And it's kind of like flooring and countertops and everything nowadays, how far they've come with being able to digitize it and make it look real.
Mm-hmm. Back to the windows, though. Is that, so if I have you buy two double hungs, you get two double hungs? Can you mix and match at all? Can you do anything?
It would be the greater, the one that's of equal or lesser value you get for free.
Okay.
So you can mix and match the styles, yes.
Sure. Okay, because so, most houses have the same type of window throughout, but sometimes they have a different one, maybe on a rear elevation. It depends on the room or something like that. You know, a sunroom might have casements in it, but the front might have double hungs or something.
Sure. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. All right, and that's going till when?
That's good till the end of the month.
End of July? Which is next week.
Yeah, it's next week already. Crazy. Yeah. Okay, we did get a text at 855-616-1620. Would like to get a low-maintenance product to replace ceramic tile surrounding a combined shower tub. Does Abby have any suggestions for a sheet type of product? I guess, what do you guys use?
We use an acrylic-based product, so it is maintenance-free. You don't have to. It's all seamless, and unless it's in the corners. You don't have to worry about any grout to clean or anything peeling off or any of that. It's, you can use a squeegee and wipe it down, and it's completely maintenance free.
So in this case, you mentioned you go down to the studs. So this ceramic tile would be pulled off. You get down to the studs, you put on the new sheathing, and then your cover over the top of that.
Yeah,
exactly. So if you go with a tub, we'll put the tub in, or otherwise you can go with a shower pan. We'll put the shower pan in. We offer the full system, so we'll put in the mixing valve and all new fixtures. We'll put in the grab bars. We'll put in, if you want to go with a seat, we can do a seat. So you don't necessarily have to do one of those walk-in tubs if you're looking to like kind of age in place. Those walk-in tubs sometimes can be service issues and problematic, which is why we don't do them. But we do also kind of offer an alternative that's not going to give you the headaches and the issues with any type of leaking, and that would be the walk-in shower with the grab bar, and then you'd also get that seat. So that kind of gives you all the amenities that the walk-in tub would be without the issues.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't want the grab barbs now, but you can put blocking in the walls and tell people, or they can take a picture. They know where the blocking is. It could be added later. But, I mean, the grab bars that we're seeing today are so nice-looking compared to more of an industrial, commercial-looking grab bar that's all you had years ago.
Yeah, and we actually do it as a standard for us, just for a safety feature.
Mm-hmm.
So the doesn't matter the age or anything. We always put a grab bar in just so that you have that just for a slip factor. I mean, you never know. It's kind of almost, we think of it almost like the same as the tempered glass situation within 3 feet of a bathroom, or a bathtub or a shower, we always put the grab bars in. And then you can also go with a shower door. We have sliding glass doors. We have the pivot doors. So you can upgrade to that instead of having to use a shower curtain. And again, it makes it a little less maintenance, makes it look richer. And then it's all one big system for you.
Abby with us all this hour, 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. If you have questions for her, you can check them out at abbyhome.com. What's your phone number, Abby?
It's 414-436-ABBY. So 414-436-2229. And Nick is in our office today. So if you wanted to call and set up an appointment, he can take your call anytime.
All right, we'll be right back. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and David Nason here on the Fix It Show. Thank you for joining us the last Saturday of July, if you can believe that. We are just 2 weeks away from the Packers' first preseason game against the Jets at Lambeau Field.
So. And a week away from State Fair.
Yeah. Less than a week. Time is flying. Yeah. Abby's with us from Abby Home. We are talking everything on the exterior home, bathrooms on the interior home. We do have a text here. Yeah. It asks, would you come and do just one window in a bathroom?
We do. Yeah, we'll do one window. We'll do one bathroom. We'll do, you know, pretty much anything you need. We try to accommodate. The only thing we don't do is like one basement glass block window. It's just the setup and everything just takes too much for us to do that. But other than that, we try to be as accommodating as possible for with what you're looking at having done.
Yeah. I find it crazy that so many new homes have one, if it's not an exposed lower level, they have one window. That's all that's required.
In the basement?
One little slider vinyl window. You know, I got like 8 windows in my basement. But anyway,
we have 2.
Yeah.
So we don't have too many. But and that was built in 1940. So that's not a new house.
No.
So why would you choose a glass block window versus a regular window?
In a basement or in a bathroom?
Either place. Yeah.
So in a bathroom, it's nice if you have it inside of the shower. Like a lot of those 1920s bungalows, they put the window inside because back in those days, they didn't have showers. It was a tub. Mm-hmm. So that it made sense because it never got wet. But then nowadays, obviously, you want to have a shower in there. So putting a glass block in there and you can mortar it in, it makes it completely maintenance-free. You don't have to worry about ever having the window leaking or anything like that. So, and then if there was wood around the window and surrounding it, that could sometimes create a problem for rotting. So that's why I would put glass block in there. In the basement, it's a nice security feature. You don't have to worry about anyone being able to break in there. Sometimes you're bound by sizing. So the average basement window is like 32 by 16. And so you can't really do a lot with certain like sliders and different styles and options. You're kind of limited. So you either have a hopper window as an option or a glass block. And hopper windows they tend to lag behind as far as quality compared to other vinyl windows. So that's why a glass block can be a nice option. And then you can also do them with vents. So if you wanted to add a vent, I usually recommend adding at least one vent because by the HVAC system, God forbid you ever need to get a hose or anything down there or electricity or something, you need to run a cord, you have that option where you don't have to try to run it through the house.
Yeah. Nice thing about glass block windows too, and it's an inspection-related thing, if your foundation walls are moving, your glass block walls are going to crack. So we look at that thing. But anyways, they offer a lot of security. They seem to let a lot more daylight into the basement, just the way the sun reflects off everything and into your basement.
And you don't have that frame around there.
A lot less maintenance.
Okay.
A lot, yeah.
Good stuff. All right, so if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Reset, tell them how they can reach out.
Yeah, you can go to our website. It's abbyhome.com, ABBYhome.com. You can go right on there and fill out a form, and you can actually book your own appointment right online, so you don't even have to wait for us to call. So that's a new feature we started this year. And then we'll just give you a call to make sure everything that you're looking at having done is within the scope of what we do. But you can find a time that works for you. And then you can also give us a call if that's easier. It's 414-436-ABBY. So 414-436-2229.
All right, we're going to take a break over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. We do have another half hour with Abby, so stick around. Let's say hi to Sean Brenda. Hello, Sean.
Call with your problem. We'll try to solve it. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
A little rush going. I like it. Thank you, Isaac.
They're all still alive?
No, they are not. 855-616-1620 if you want to talk to Abby from Abby Home. She's on with us for another hour yet. So get your calls and texts in. Let's talk about roofing, roof, Abby.
Yes, right.
How's the roofing industry these days?
It's been a pretty busy year. There's been a lot of insurance claims. We had that storm that came through earlier in the year, and we've kind of seen some of that effect. We've actually been selling more and more metal roofing. We found the benefit with it because of the way that the insurance companies are kind of shifting over to not wanting to cover your roof for a certain period of time, and they're basically giving you a table of the years, like a pivot table, and saying if your roof is this many years old, we're only covering this, and that's all you're going to expect to get if you ever were to have hail damage or anything happen to it. So it's not the old days where your roof was covered for 30 years and then they pretty much get you a new roof with your deductible. It's not like that anymore. And with metal, we've actually seen quite a benefit from it because the it's going to hold its value and the insurance is going to hold it longer because we're doing stone-coated metal. It's not the standing seam like the barn roofs that you see.
That's
we
what
don't
I was
do that.
Say. You're talking metal shingle looking.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, it looks and it has the stone coating, so it's not louder. If you think it's going to be like a tin can on your house, it's not like that. You don't have that added noise with the rain the way you do with standing seam because the stone coating kind of breaks up that sound. And we're gonna tear off your existing shingles, take a look at your decking, and we're going to put on, usually we put on deck armor, which is going to be a synthetic. And then you can also add battens to that decking and create basically a micro attic between the battens or the actual decking and the stone-coated metal. And if you do that, you can save almost up to 20% on your energy bills because you're creating that micro attic. So the metal shingles actually can give you an energy efficiency to it where regular asphalt shingles aren't going to save you any money on your energy. So if that's something that's important to you, the investment is more on the front end with the metal, but you're going to get longer value. The insurance is going to cover it longer. And you're going to also see that savings as far as the energy goes. So that's why we've actually found it valuable now to switch over to and consider a metal, where in the past it didn't make sense from a cost standpoint, because if you're looking at the asphalt and you're like, well, the insurance is going to cover this if it ever has issues, it didn't make sense to make that jump. But now, because of the way that the market has shifted, it definitely has made sense. And I think a lot of more people are seeing the value in that. Unless you're selling your home in the next 3 years, then obviously you wouldn't get the value in that. But if you plan on staying in your home longer than at least 5 years, you might want to consider getting a metal shingle this time around.
Yeah, and you bring up something interesting there, that putting the battens on the roof. I took a class earlier this year, and that was part of it, is that are you venting that attic space, as you called it, that little attic space?
You are, yeah. You're not doing it on the battens, but it would just be like a standard ventilation system.
Because what one of the benefits of doing that is that what happens then is the underside of those shingles stay colder, and it doesn't completely eliminate, but it really can minimize ice damming because you don't have that heat loss coming out of the attic and heating up the bottom side of the shingles, the sheathing. And so the snow stays on the roof a little bit more, and it doesn't turn into melt and ice. So depends on how it's all done, but that can be an added benefit that you can minimize the ice damming effect by doing that.
Definitely. I mean, I'll be surprised in the coming years with the way that insurance companies are going, and they're talking about more fortified roofs, and the big buzzword this year was resiliency with the forest fires and all the hurricanes and everything nationwide. Obviously, insurance companies are nationwide companies, and I think they're seeing a lot of that effect of how much they're having to pay out and deal with, that the resilient factor is becoming bigger and bigger, and it's moving to other parts of the country, including ours. And I think the wave of the future is that stone-coated metal or different metal shingles is the only thing insurance companies are going to start covering, or composite shingles as options, because why are they going to continue to pay out asphalt shingles, especially in like the Great Plains area where they are getting hit? You can pretty much guarantee a new roof every 7 years. They don't even have retail roofers there. Everybody there is just a storm restoration company, because you pretty much get a free roof every 7 years.
Sure.
So they're not going to continue to allow that. And I think that if you look at how the videos of the stone-coated metal with hail, you'll literally see that the hail gets pulverized by the metal once it hits it. So the likelihood of that getting hail damage is pretty low.
Yeah. And I think that, well, you were talking about that vent, little vented attic space with the furring strips on the roof or something. I think that what we always heard about of a hot roof, or what they're calling an unvented roof, I agree with you. I think that whole forest fire, we need to have unvented attics. So the heat and the sparks can't get in your soffit vents. And I think in cold climates, that's going to become a really big thing as well, that we're not venting our attics anymore. You vent that little space under your roof, just as you were talking about. It really is going to add to the longevity of, or what did you call it? The
resilience.
Resiliency. Yeah. Yeah. That's going to go a long way to helping our homes. Definitely.
Yep. Absolutely. Just like the rain screens they're talking about with siding now, you know, the building it out on battens on everything, that's kind of the new wave of the future. You know, in the 90s, it was house wrap, and everybody started going to house wrap to try to prevent rotting of the sheathing. And now the new thing is building everything out on off of battens, with whether it be the rain screen of the siding, or now with the building that micro attic on the roof. That's kind of what we're seeing is that batten.
Yeah. Insulating the exterior and the rain screen. You're right.
AbbeyHome.com is the website. You can check them out there. You can call us with questions, 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. Thank you for listening to the Fix It Show this morning on WTMJ.
Windows.
Making it a great Fix It day. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 82 today. It's 70 in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and David Nason here with Abby from Abby Home. We have some text to get to at 855-616-1620. You want to ask, or you want me to read them?
Sure. Let me. Dan wants to know, and this is a good question, interesting question. What's the weight difference between asphalt shingles and metal shingles? Because asphalt shingles used to always be, you know, you talked about them in pounds per square foot, kind of, or per square, I should say.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore with shingles. I don't know why they just kind of started getting away from the thickness. They thought of it like the way that they describe it. And I think it's more of a marketing thing than anything, to be honest, because they used to have more oil and more raw materials in their shingles. And this is every single roofing company out there, which is why I think they don't last as long as they used to, because if you used to look at an asphalt shingle from the 80s, it was thick and it was heavy. And now they're a lot thinner, and they say, well, it's like, you know, your muscles, you know, it's leaner and it doesn't have to be as bulky. But I think it's because the cost of oil has gone up so much, and they're trying to reduce the use of raw materials to try to thin it out a bit. And, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of the industry, and it doesn't matter the brand, but the metal is going to be heavier. I don't know the exact difference in weight. Obviously, there's snow loads and everything that are taken into account that make it within code, and you don't have to worry about that. It's not super heavy where the guys can't lift it or anything. I actually put a metal roof on my house, and I love it. I mean, it's amazing. I haven't had any issues with it, so you don't have to worry about that at all. And if you're looking at asphalt and you want something that's heavier, then start looking at like a class 4 shingle. So you might want to start looking at, like, with us, the GAF UHDZs are going to be thicker and heavier, and they're going to have more of that feel of the shingles of the 80s did than the new shingles of today.
Okay. And then somebody wants to know, and this might be a company secret or something, but you have any plans to expand your bathroom remodel or kitchen remodeling, expand into that?
We've thought about it. You know, it's one of those things with the bathrooms, to do the full bathroom model. Is that, you know, now you're, and if it's somebody's only has one bathroom, you're no longer going to be able to be a one, maybe two tops day bathroom remodeling company. Mm-hmm. So you're going to hit some more pain points there. And is it going to be worth it to, because where does it end? It's then, yeah. Okay, we'll do the toilet and the floor. Then you want a new vanity and you get people that it's harder to make you happier if you start going into that. And then you run into a snag of now this doesn't fit, or we have to make this work. And it's how much do we want to take on as far as knowing that we're going to make you further, you know, unhappier and take longer, and nobody wants you in your house that long. I think people have this perception of like, I'm getting new windows. Yay. I'm super excited. And it's like, they don't think about how loud it is that our guys are going to be going into the most intimate parts of your home, as far as your bedroom, your living room, your kitchen. We're going to be traipsing all over your house. Obviously, we do a good job of keeping it clean, but like, it's an invasive process, mm-hmm. and it's a noisy process. And when it's all done, you're going to love it. But just knowing that the expectation isn't this is sunshine and rainbows while we're there, especially like a roof, how loud it is. I mean, it sounds like people are body slamming each other up on your roof, and it sounds like they're bowling on your roof, and you hear the pops of a nail gun all day long. Like, it's not fun. And, you know, we say if you have a dog that's nervous, if they can go out of the house and go to grandma's for the day or doggy daycare or something, it's better off, because mm-hmm. it's not a fun process to have to deal with it. Sure. So we just want to set those expectations up front.
Okay. And then siding, you obviously do siding. You come across the slate siding with asbestos. I think I know how you do it, but how do you handle that?
So you cannot actually nail into that. You know, the thought process, I think a lot of people think if you encapsulate it with house wrap and then nail into it, you're safe. But that actually is not the case. So you have to go with an environmental company or someone that is set up to be able to take that off. Mm-hmm. Now, if you as the homeowner want to take it off, you can do that. But we're not set up as an asbestos company, so we can't touch it. You'd have to have, we partner with like DJK Environmental, or there's other asbestos companies out there. They would have to come remove everything, and then we can come in and install it. But anyone that thinks that you can just go over it, put a house wrap on and nail into it, the lady at the health department told me, she's like, you can do that, but then you have to glue the whole siding on. You can't nail into it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, glue the siding on that needs to expand and contract and rely on glue instead of nails? That's not gonna happen.
Happening. Yeah. No.
The only thing you can put over that slate asbestos siding is paint.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's still that old siding. So, yeah.
All right. We're going to take our final break. One segment left, 855-616-1620. If you want to talk to Abby from Abby Home, they are at abbyhome.com. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. If you got a problem, you know we'll solve it. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
This starts playing. I look at Isaac. He just shrugs his shoulders like, yeah.
I just think this of Pee Wee Herman. One.
Yeah, that's like immediately you go. There's another celebrity we've lost.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. We have Abby from Abby Home on with us. Our final segment with her this hour. Of course, the Fix It Show is sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. Let's talk about a couple more texts that we have here.
So, can you please ask how much more a metal roof is? I guess probably just like percentage-wise. Can you give an idea of that?
I think it's probably about 30% more. I'd have to do the actual math. I don't have my calculator on me, but I would guess, you know, we're actually trying to offer it at the lowest price we can, because we're trying to keep building that up. And so right now, like if you wanted to do a metal roof, like this would be the time, because we're offering it more for like marketing and stuff to try to get more videos and more pictures and all the color options and everything, and building up that database for ourselves. So, but it's definitely an affordable time to do it.
For that additional cost, you're getting a longer life shingle, right? Probably a little better. Your insurance company is going to be a lot more favorable to that. So there are benefits to that, definitely. you know, financial
benefits. Yeah, you're going to get a break on your insurance, so your premium's going to be lower. They're going to move that down. Second thing is that if you look at the table after 10 years, it's still going to maintain its value, and so you're not going to have to, if you ever had hail damage, they're going to pick up the cost of that. But because they know that the insurance company knows that the likelihood of a metal roof getting hail, not standing seam. So stop. If you have standing seam in your mind, that's not what we're talking about. If we're talking about stone coated metal, the likelihood of that getting hail damage is very low, which insurance companies know. And that's why they're going to maintain its value, where asphalt shingles, you know, the likelihood is going to be higher. So that's why you'll have that. And then also if you put the battens on, then you're going to save money on your energy bills as well. So you'll actually make up that difference over time, but you have to be in your house for longer than a couple years to be able to see the value in it. Yeah. And it definitely will save you money in the long run if you did the numbers. It's just a matter of longevity, and it's not 30 years. It's not like solar where you'll never see the benefit of it and you're like, why am I doing this? You know, you'll be 90 by the time you see the benefit in it and then have to replace the battery 10 times. So it's not like that at all.
But for some people, it, you know, depending on where you're at life-wise, it could be the last roof you put on your house.
It will be, for sure.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. We have one more text that came in. It says, what is Abby's opinion on applying RoofMax spray to your shingled roof?
That's a long conversation.
I'll give you a very quick opinion. I will never offer it, and I'll never do it.
Okay. Yeah. That sums it up.
I mean, the commercials, and they've been on the show. I mean, the commercials actually say at some point, no matter, you can't put something on your roof to salvage. If you have too much granule loss, you need a new roof. So it's not a solution for everybody.
Can you plug a tire? Can you put caulk on something?
Yeah.
I mean, how long is it going to last? Yeah. I mean, can you use that tape that you can flex tape, you know, and put a
flex seal
blanket on it. I mean, you can put lipstick on a pig, but you know, we just don't offer that.
All right. Yeah. We have 30 seconds left. Wrap it up. What do you guys do? Where do you service?
So we do all of southeastern Wisconsin as well as the Madison area. So we'll go all the way up to Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, and we'll go all the way as far west as Madison and to the Illinois state line. We do everything from roofing, siding, windows, doors, bathroom modeling, showers, gutters, soffit fascia work, and you can give us a call. It's 414-436-2229, which actually spells out Abby, so 436-ABBY. Or you can go to our website. It's abbyhome.com, so ABBYhome.com.
All right. Always good to have you on the show. Yeah. Thanks for being on. Yeah, this is the only person that I've talked to for 4 years and never met.
Soon.
You got to come in the studio.
Soon. Yeah. All right. Thanks for being on the show, David. Yep. Have a good week.
Thanks.
We'll Colleen see you next Allsburg coming in for Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show next.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.